Mick Mulvaney is waging a war on people that are receiving Social Security disability benefits. There's been a new proposal that is particularly nefarious, and I'm going to talk about that on today's show. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Salon came out with an article today, and in that article it talks about a new proposal from the Trump administration spearheaded by Mick Mulvaney, and that proposal for Social Security Disability Benefits recipients, SSDI recipients, as well as Supplemental Security Income recipients. Both of those are forms of disability. And what that proposes is that every 6 months, an individual has to prove disability. So you have to prove it on an ongoing basis, which is different than the current requirements. Normally what happens is you go through a period of several years, quite frankly, if you have to go all the way to the hearing level to prove disability. And that takes a very long time. People are often without money or without health care, and many of them die and are unable to have any type of a living. A number of them end up homeless. Many end up homeless and they die. It is a horrible position to be in. It is a dehumanizing position. It takes way too long. And part of that is because there's been a systematic effort to defund Social Security disability such that the claims cannot be processed expeditiously. And what that does is people either give up or they die. And I think that there are actuaries that plan on that because they do not want to pay out all the claims. Even though there is plenty of money to pay out claims, it is just not a priority. And I think a lot of that is because the people on the right, Donald Trump and Mick Mulvaney in particular, perceive this constituency as politically vulnerable, meaning they're not able to vote as well because they can't get out to vote. Often their names are purged from voter rolls, and they're just unable to vote. So they're really no political threat. They're easy to attack, and the money that would be going to them goes to billionaire friends of Donald Trump and Mick Mulvaney. But this latest effort to require the people to reprove disability every 6 months is just utterly preposterous. It's cruel, it's inhuman, and it's not unprecedented, though, because Ronald Reagan did this some years ago, over 30 years ago. And what he tried to do really had a horrible impact. People had their disability benefits cut off, and I believe over 20,000 people, according to a Salon article from today, December 20th, 20,000 people died as a result of either committing suicide or not having access to health care. Same thing's going to happen here, except it's going to be a lot worse. Mick Mulvaney has repeatedly talked about not favoring people that are on disability benefits, has disparaged them, and has just talked about how they're lazy and just said a number of nasty things just because he's a mean-spirited, incompetent person, quite frankly, who doesn't know what he's doing. And he's trying to stick it to people who cannot fight back for themselves. It's cruel. It's inhuman. Especially this time of year, this holiday season, for them to propose such a thing is just utterly preposterous. And hopefully the public will not allow that. Hopefully our lawmakers will not allow it, but we will see. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.